Welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about. On Yo Bravs, it's me, Ronnie. Hi. I'm here with the gorgeous and talented Ben Mantelke. Hello, Ben.
Hi. Good evening. How are you?
How are you? Everyone, this is a Crappens on Demand recap, so you can find this video over on Patreon in the Crappens on Demand section, okay? We're doing this night because we wanted to do this the night of the Below Deck reunion. I wanted to see if Mary Timelaw was actually going to show her damn face on this reunion. Mm. She's caused a lot of shit this season.
Yeah, or maybe if not Mary Timelaw, maybe Nora.
Norma.
Norma.
Ben.
Norma.
Ben.
I know. How could I? I'm going to get arrested by maritime law.
Yeah. Not remembering names, that's not something we do on a yacht. I hope, you know, we're going to get to hear a lot of on a yacht. Well, you know, on a yacht, Andy. You know, on a yacht, Andy. Anyway, so that's what we're here doing, Below Deck Med Reunion. You guys, we have a new podcast. You can find it on Stitcher Premium. It's called Dwell Hello. You probably saw it in your feeds this week. It's about house hunters. We just rag on house hunters. Pretty simple. Pretty simple concept. And that's it. Let's jump into this, Ben, shall we?
Yeah, let's jump into it. Ronnie, what time is it over there where you are?
It is like 10:20.
Well, guess what? It's 3 a.m. in Sydney, where Hannah is. And look, it's everyone's all around the world.
At one point, he says, "Hey, Anna, what time is it over there?" She's like, "No, it's 4 a.m., Andy." And he's like,
"I've only been waiting for an hour for you to start this reunion. Because when this started, it was 3 a.m. and now it's 4 a.m. and I'm pregnant. So I'm trying to get the most sleep I can get before I have a baby in my life, honey."
They're reuniting on land from all over the world. It's the Cats of Below Deck Mediterranean. So welcome, Super Yacht Wellington. I just hate that this is named the Wellington. It's always bugged me. Beef Wellington has always bugged me. I don't like it. It's a dinner theater staple that I could never stand. Ben, what do you think about Beef Wellington?
You know, I've had it very few times, but what I will say is that a yacht called Wellington, I expect it to show up in port just wrapped in puff pastry, and that's a strange visual.
Yeah, and it's very dangerous, you know, in the middle of the night, if someone's too full-on Beef Wellington, will they be able to save a life? That's the question I have going into this.
I don't think they can. I think Beef Wellington is an official maritime law impairment.
So everyone is very much themselves tonight. Captain Sandy, this is a Zoom reunion, of course, because we're all still dying. And Captain Sandy is sitting under a map because she's a captain, and I know where places are. And if you need me to prove I'm a captain, look above my head. It's a map. Guess what the world is covered in? Water. And guess what I travel on? Water. You want to mess with me? Don't take it personal, Andy, but I'm a captain. Okay.
Yeah. And Hannah is sitting in front of one of her tablescapes. It's basically like one piece of decoration and then like maybe a plate.
It's a couple of, I think it was like celebratory hats because all the couples tried to prove they were happy by going to hat stores this year. And Hannah was like, "Look, I have two straw hats right behind me. It's called happiness. I'm full of a baby made out of hats. The happiness that you never found, you losers."
She definitely had a mug that said, "All I need a Valium." Get it? Because of that. Also, I just want to point out for everyone who's watching our thing, our Crap is on Demand. I think last week we were talking about how we noticed how we sometimes when we watch TV, our heads tilt. Because you're talking about the guy you used to work with who used to rest his head on his shoulder.
Yeah.
I just watched all of the Below Deck Med reunion like this. And so now, like, to be like, this feels weird, and like I feel like I just want to be like this or the entire podcast and like my head's to the side, and if I try to go like this it hurts, and that hurts the most.
Yeah.
So if you see me doing this, it's because I'm trying to, if I'm doing this, I'm trying to counteract me spending the past 90 minutes, because that's how long it took me to watch this dang reunion.
Yeah, and it was not joking around, this reunion. So let's get to it, all right? Sandy's like, "Look, here I am in Colorado under a map, and it snowed outside. I just wish I could go out and see it."
Yeah.
What are we acting like you're staying inside because of the virus? You are not staying inside. Stop lying, okay? I have Instagram, ma'am.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also just go outside and see the fucking snow. Like, seriously.
It's not that hard.
Yeah. She's like snow virtue signaling. She's like, God, I miss that snow. I'm being a good person. You know what? I have a snowman and I put a mask on the snowman to show everyone I agree with masks. Okay? There's a masked snowman outside.
When you're captain, you can't deal with snow, no snow, coronavirus. That's not my job. My job is to get my Colorado cabin from one place to another. As it turns out, it doesn't move. So it's a pretty easy job, but that's my job.
It's pretty odd that she is so adamant that nothing is her job. But then during the season, she's like, that's my job, Hannah. Okay. That's why I'm doing this, okay? My job is laundry. I am the captain, and you know what captains like? Laundry done. And if you can't do laundry, then you can't handle a yacht, okay? Nothing personal. It's nothing personal, all right? And she says it's nothing personal after everything she says.
Yeah.
Even though it's always totally personal. It's like, you're a shitty chef. Nothing personal, you know? Just got to say it as a captain, whose job it isn't to say that.
It's nothing personal. Although, if you get personally offended that you're a bad professional, that's going to be on you, okay?
Yeah. So he's like, Hannah, how long are you along? How far along are you? She's like, hello, Andy. How's it going? I'm about 8 months along. Oh, really? And does your baby have a prescription?
Well, I hope you're enjoying that pregnancy charter season. And Malia, you're in London. And Malia's like, hi, Andy. How's it? I'm like, stop being British.
Shut up, cast of Oliver. Okay, Malia? No one's buying it.
And she sort of had like a glow up. So I know you don't really watch Love Island UK, but one thing that happens is people go onto Love Island UK, and especially the girls. This happens to all of them, but the girls, they go on and they come out and they're famous. And so they get these crazy makeovers, but that don't quite look right. They all sort of like get sort of buck teeth by accident.
Yeah, it's like the group buck teeth.
Yeah, they get like weird veneers from like, like I don't know where, from like Cheshire. And so they all come out like, you know, with the strange highlights and weird tans and like oversized. It's like they're all wearing, if teeth were shoes, if they have size 9 feet, they're wearing like size 11, you know, shoes. So it's all like a little awkward. And that's sort of where Malia's at right now. A bad Love Island makeover.
I think Malia looks really, really pretty. Unfortunately, I'm seeing her soul a little too much. And it's way off. Okay. It's way off. It's way off. You're still dead to me, Malia. Especially in this one, she doesn't really take any responsibility for anything. She just smiles. She's like, I'm gorgeous, which I think she is gorgeous. But she just smiles and like, was she fucked up? Like, to me, she seemed really fucked up. And there was one point where she's just, like, holding her nose and, like, laughing at everybody being mean to each other. And I'm like, please tell me Malia and Tom aren't doing lines off screen, you know?
I mean, no, I don't know. It's just...
And if you are, please share British. Them, okay? Because I'm watching your show. I could use some lines, all right?
And hey, if it isn't the nicest chef in Below Deck history, Chef Kiko Loren joining us from the island of Martinique in what is possibly the nicest background we've ever seen on one of these Zoom reunions. Congratulations, Kiko.
Yeah, because he's working as a private chef on a big yacht now, and he look at those quarters.
He's like the master. He's like, oh, I'm Kiko. I'm sure he loved being on a big private yacht, talking about how terrible he was working on a big private yacht. I'm sure the owners are probably like, oh yeah, Kiko, this is great. And then he comes out of the room like, we just watched everything. We don't know what to do with you now.
Oh, no. I don't. I think Kiko is like winning this whole reunion. He does not give a fuck. Like, they keep trying. They're like, let's talk about your terrible nachos some more, you loser who can't do anything. He's like, hi, I'm on a boat in Martinique in the master suite.
Yeah.
I've just had a hot oil treatment and a facial. Anybody want to come at me? That would be great. You know, and he does it with a big smile on his face. Bugsy, I think, has a little tude in this reunion. Like, Bugsy's like a housewife ready to fight with everybody, but she, like, you're Bugsy. No one cares. Like, what are we going to fight about? Napkins being folded properly? You know, shut up, Bugsy. But she's sitting there like trying to honey eyes everybody, and she's wearing pins in her hair that say Queen of Fame.
Yeah, and she's sort of, when we first see her, she's been, like, in this one angle, you know, probably for about 15 minutes waiting for this. That way, like, Queen of Theme is, like, very apparent. She's like,
I'll just hold it right here for the next 45 minutes until they call on me.
Yeah, she really is working her Queen of Theme angle. And then who else is here? Rob, useless. Rob, like, has a tiny man bun now. Great. Glad you showed up.
yeah.
Alex is just getting wasted the whole time.
Alex is in Long Island, and Andy's like, Alex, we're actually really close to each other. He goes, yeah, I know, man. When are we going to hang out? Go on a little date. And Andy's like, probably never. Anyway, Rob. So Rob, he's like, so Rob, you're in West Palm Beach. That's not too far away from where Jess is. Any awkward run-ins yet? And she goes, no, thank God. Mm. Oh, wow.
Wow.
That tone already.
I'm already inside of myself. I was like a turtle whose little head stuck out when it started raining, and now my head is stuck back inside. Thank you for turning me into myself.
I feel like I just was driving on a road, and the road led up to a mountain, and then it crashed into the mountain and fell into a cave in the mountain, but that mountain was my head.
I've never been to paradise. Nor me. He can't even get the song lyrics right. He's so depressed. So Andy starts the first segment. He's like, well, the interior department began catering to the guests every wishes, as long as they wish for dysfunction, disinterest, and a crew who are at each other's throats. Take it away.
Yeah. And then we see like early season awfulness with the crew, which was basically just Hannah saying, listen here, honey, with her double fingers.
Lady.
Honey, don't you dare. Double honey finger. Double honey finger. Don't you dare, honey.
Double honey fingers. And then Laura, you know, just, yeah, Laura just being a monster, basically. And then Bogus is oaking. That was my next note. So good luck with that. Let's see what Bogus that could mean.
Maybe Bogus that pertains is oaking. To Gerard Depardieu. And his movie, oh. Bogus.
Bugs is coming. Bogus. I think it means Bugs is coming, because then it says, Captain, come on, Hannah, it's a good thing. I'm doing everything I can to undermine you. Isn't it fun, Hannah? So
they showed it. By the way, they showed it twice when Sandy announced that Bugsy was coming on. They actually showed this clip twice within like 15 minutes at that meeting where Sandy's like, great news. Someone's coming on. Hannah, you've worked with her already. It's Bugsy. And you see
Hannah just stares at the screen in the camera like, you catching this motherfucker? So then we get the whole gaslighting of, Hannah, you're just not seeming yourself, Hannah. Who are you, Hannah Jean? Come back to the Five and Dime. Like she's, you know, trying to tell her she's going crazy or whatever. So then Andy is like, before we get into the Laura drama, we did invite her and she declined. She said, fuck you, motherfuckers, fuck a fuck fuck face, fuck fuck bobblehead. So we tried, guys.
And then she also added, yes.
She said, considering how I was portrayed on the show, I decline.
Well, actually, what's funny is that her full statement was, I would like to say that considering how I was portrayed on the show, I have declined the invite, which is so Lara to start off with. I would like to say, like, you don't have to include that part in your statement. Like, you're already giving a statement. It's implied that you'd like to say something. I would like to say that considering how I was portrayed, I decided to decline the invitation to meet the Bolinguini.
So Andy's like, Captain Sandy, was it unfair how Laura was treated on the show? How she was portrayed? Was that fair or unfair? And she's like, not at all. You know, if I had known how hard she was going at Hannah, she would have been out of there a long time ago. And by out of there, I mean Chief Stew. She would have been Chief Stew a long time ago, Andy.
Yeah. And someone then is like, what could Hannah have done to save Lara's job and create a better interior team? And I was like, honey, I wasn't trying to save Lara's job. I was trying to get her fired. I didn't want to deal with that for a whole season. Luckily, if I had known, I would have only had to deal with it for half a season because I got fired, honey.
Now, I didn't love that Hannah got fired this season, obviously, but I do love Fired Hannah because Fired Hannah does not give any fucks. And this is such a nice change from last year, when last year they had a reunion and it was like this huge, horrible, fighty season. And then we get to the reunion and everyone's like, well, I'd like to just say, I apologize. I was wrong. Next question. Yeah. Like, what the hell kind of reunion is this? And this one, she's like, fuck you. Sandy, stupid. You're a dumb face.
Exactly. So, hey, if Lara hadn't quit, would Sandy have fired her? Of course. I want professionals, okay? And she wasn't professional. Don't take it personally. She wasn't professional. And as a captain, I have to find professionals.
And she kept pouting. Every question they asked Sandy, she kept doing this. She would make like a big lip pout and think about it. I'm not really sure where Captain Sandy was coming from in this reunion. She seemed to have some kind of a game plan, but it was the wrong game plan. It was not a good game plan. So he's like, so Andy, kind of the same. So Sandy, the laundry room spiraled. Why were you mad at laundry when the stews were down a person? A lot of people thought that wasn't really fair of you. And she's like, listen, laundry is something that could never be behind on a boat. On a yacht, Andy, it can never be behind. Nothing personal, laundry. Okay, two people can do a laundry. Remember, I've been at this a long time, Andy, all right? I'm old man laundry, all right? And the lack of experience, that hurt, Jess. But, you know, once Bugs got there and taught her, it was never behind again. And we had 8 guests on this boat, not 12. And they're lucky we only had 8, Andy. Nothing personal. I've got a map behind me in case you need to know where something is.
Hannah's like, all right, honey, let me just do some honey eyes at that ridiculous answer. All right, great. That felt good. She's like, listen, a lot of boats run with 8 guests and 2 stews, okay? Honey eyes. She's like, I have never seen a charter with that's 60 meters that runs with 2 stews in 12 years that I've been doing that. And if that sounded like a math problem, it is.
It's only 8 guests, Hannah. It's only 8 guests.
I have never seen a 60-meter chart, no matter how many guests there actually are.
But there were 8, Hannah. There were 8 guests, not 12, Hannah.
I have never seen a 60. I have 8 never guests. Seen. 8. I have never seen 8. The amount. I have never seen a chart. I've actually never 8. Seen a boat before. And then, and if I had 8. Seen a boat, there would be laundry.
Oh yeah,
there'd be more laundry than you could ever imagine.
Oh yeah.
Do you think mermaids don't have laundry? 8. There's always laundry on the sea.
8 mermaids. Were there always 8 laundry. Mermaids there or 12 mermaids?
It doesn't matter.
How many
I
mermaids
have never
were there?
Been, the point is, it's an ocean.
You would probably be late with
space.
Their seashell bras. That's there's, how bad you are at laundry.
Seashells need to be laundered. There's no. never. I have never been to the Mediterranean where there's been no laundry.
And Sandy's like, well, you've never worked on a 60-meter charter boat in your life, Hannah. She's like, how would you know, Sandy? And yes, I have. And she's like, I saw your resume, Hannah. She's like, oh, really? Well, did you not have the same issue when you were with Bugs and Jess about laundry? Burned you. Here's some laundry honey eyes.
Listen, Hannah, there's a reason why tide is called tide. Laundry was invented in the ocean, okay? I know this. I'm a captain.
Basically, what I'm trying to say is no mermaids have clean seashell bras because of you. That's it. 8 mermaids are in the sea braless right now.
I don't want to debate this anymore, okay? That's it. That's all. A-L-L. That's all.
Nothing personal. We can snuggle later. Okay.
Listen, Hannah, I have nothing to gain here, okay?
Listen, I'm just going to let that this argument go out with the Febreze, okay, Hannah? I'm done with this, okay? And when Bugsy took over, it was always clean. That laundry was always done. Mermaids have their bras, and that's the important thing. And Jess is like, well, I'll say that since I was there, it, like, took a little time for me and Bugs to get the pattern down. And Bugsy's like, we were backed up before, not blaming anyone, but gosh, that laundry took forever to get caught up on. Not blaming anyone. We called it the Hannah Laundry block up. No offense.
Listen, there was never a system in place until Bugsy arrived. We had a line of mermaids following us on the open sea. Say, when do we get our seashell bras? A line. Do you know how unprofessional that is? Sure, the guests get excited. It's a real-life mermaid. But when they realize they just want their laundry done, it's an embarrassment.
Come on. I mean, listen, I called Norma and I said, Norma, we're going to need someone over here to do laundry. And she said, guess what, Sandy? I'd love to help you, but I can't move right now. I don't have clean underwear. Even Norma was affected by your terrible laundry handling skills, Yana.
I knew I never should have volunteered to do Norma's laundry. That was a huge mistake. Huge.
You know, I tried to get Norma her laundry done. It fell through, and guess what? We got frozen halibut the rest of the charter. So thanks a lot, Hannah. Something. That's on you, too.
We are never doing the laundry for provisioners ever again because they have their weird way of revenge, I'll tell ya.
So Captain's like, well, there was no system before Bugsy. I mean, maybe it was your relationship with Rob or something, Jess. I mean, I have no idea what was going on with you and Laundry. It's like, what are you doing? Why are you acting like that? Why are you like trying yeah. to burn Jess with a stupid, especially when you're the one who gave them a room together? Like, come on. And then Jess is like, oh, my relationship with Rob had nothing to do with Laundry.
Unless we're talking about how clean I felt when I was inside my own head, because I'm a model.
And then Malia's like listening to all this laundry talk, and she's like giving a look to the side, like, oh, God. So then we come back, and Alex is like wasted, like blowing kisses to Bugsy.
And then Rob's like, you two should get married. That was comedy, model comedy.
Ever since I was in the science fair in the first grade and botched a baking soda volcano, I've been afraid of chemistry. So to see a couple with a zero is a good sign for you two. I hope you make it.
I learned how to make jokes when I was modeling cargo pants from the Louis Anderson collection, and he taught me a few things backstage.
The Louis Anderson collection.
You learn so many things when you model.
Oh. Okay, so, ew, welcome back!
Hey, it wasn't the Lonnie Anderson collection.
Oh, man, that's a collection. So, welcome back. Well, Hannah had barely said goodbye to her new mortal enemy when Captain Sandy brought back one of her old mortal enemies, and her name rhymes with Suggsy. It's Bugsy, if anybody didn't get it. Bugsy. And Hannah just looks at the camera like, fuck all of you.
There aren't enough bees to make enough honey for these eyes.
Now, we've had a lot of reunion talk about laundry, so I know the second most exciting thing this season to happen was the lemon fight. Let's check in on the lemon fight.
Lemon fight got a lot of real estate in this reunion. So
Lemon fight got more than drugs. Okay.
Yeah, it really did. So Kiko bonded with Hannah and tried to warn her when Bugsy tried to throw her under the bus. So why did you not trust Bugsy, Kiko? And he's like, oh, Kiko, I remember she made one comment about the limes, and I didn't like it too much. You know, it was a weird sensation. She was just commenting. And then we see the clip of Bugsy saying, did you not order lemons? Did you not have order lemons? Okay, well, don't use your lemons. I'll get my own lemon. She should have ordered some more lemons. It was like, ooh.
But Bugsy was being a shade bomb back. Remember, she was like, well, it's Hannah's job to order them. And if she didn't order them, then we don't have them. Do not give us your lemons, Kiko. It is our responsibility to have the lemons, which Hannah failed at. Or whatever. So it was
being a lemon martyr.
Yeah, she was like the Jesus of lemons. And so
She went out onto the deck and was like, hello, mermaids of the world. While you are waiting for your laundry, I must ask, does anyone have a lemon? Anyone out there? You, that's a scallop. That's not a lemon.
And Kiko keeps saying weird, but I think he means shady, because he's like, well, she was just being weird, which I think he means shady. And so Bugs is like, ha, 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 I think the lemon thing was blown out of proportion, Andy. And he had misconceptions, because Hannah thought that I was going to comfort her. I was saying, Kiko,
please keep your lemons. It wasn't anything malicious, Andy.
Which, yes, it was. And I think Bugsy did a good job this season for the most part. And I said, while we were recapping it, I was kind of shocked that Bugsy was, like, so nice. Because I wasn't expecting it. But, yeah, I thought that was pretty shady.
I never thought that Bugsy was, like, mean or nasty. I always was surprised by how much Hannah and Bugsy hated each other in their season. But I think Bugsy seems like a really good chief stew and everything.
Well, they didn't hate each other during the season. They only hated each other at the end because Bugsy came out of nowhere and was like, I think you're bad at your job. There, I said it.
There was the other thing, which I had forgotten about, and that the thing that really had pissed off Hannah was that Bugsy. There was something about that. I think that was the season that Hannah hooked up with a charter guest, and then Bugsy kind of tattled a little bit, or she had the audio or whatever. Yeah, she played she the audio. There was a text.
Yeah.
There was some silliness, and Hannah, like, pretty much always hated that. And
yeah, that's
I
right.
still blame Adam, just because I do think Adam pitted them against each other. And it's fun to blame Adam. So that's what I do.
Yeah, Adam sucks. I blame Adam for the economy. Like, I blame Adam for everything that goes wrong.
He's patient zero on coronavirus, let's be honest.
Yeah, miss a red light, it's Adam. Someone die of corona, it's Adam.
It's Adam.
It's all Adam. Yeah. So who's a better Chiefs stew? Jess? And Jess is like, well, like, with Hannah, like, it was a mess with Laura, so it's not really fair to judge that. But, you know, then Bugsy was, like, really good about, like, having lists and stuff. But basically, like, I look at both of them and I say, at least it's not bingo. So.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a crappin'
What if there was a place you could discover all of the world's best independent ethical brands? A platform which takes the effort out of finding sustainably produced fashion, jewelry, accessories, homeware, beauty, and gifts without compromising on quality, design, or price. Meet Wolf & Badger. Wolf & Badger delivers limited edition collections from artisans around the globe, items produced in small quantities and made to last, right to your door or to try on in stores in London and New York. Rather than framing products around trends, Wolf & Badger places emphasis on the creators and the stories behind their unique products. Their sustainability guarantees mean that not only will you be one of a handful of people to own each piece, but you'll be shaping the future world that you want to live in. Beyond five-star reviews, they've been featured in the New York Times, Harper's Bazaar, Vogue, and in Drapers, which just named them the Sustainable Retailer of the Year in 2020. Support small business and find a new way to shop. Visit wolfandbadger.com today and save 10% off your first order. Just use code STITCHER at checkout. That's STITCHER at checkout. Discover unforgettable gifts and find your new favorite designers, all at Wolf and Badger.
Big news, Peacock, the streaming service from NBC Universal, is home to your favorite reality shows.
You just go to PeacockTV.com for free full seasons of Chrisley Knows Best, Below Deck, Southern Charm, American Ninja Warrior. Whoa!
I mean, come on, people. We are a podcast that specializes in Bravo. So if you want to watch your Real Housewives, your Vanderpump Rules, your Top Chef. I mean, I don't even know what else I have to tell you, okay?
Okay? You can watch all these shows from the very beginning, which is very different because they haven't always been available. So it's really great to have this now. And they have hundreds of hit movies, thousands of episodes of your favorite shows, current shows, timeless classics, timely updates included. Okay!
All right, you know what? Watch for free or upgrade for more on your TV, tablet, or phone, okay?
Go to PeacockTV.com to download and start streaming now. Whoa!
Commercial.
Malia, why is it that when the season first started, you totally had Hannah's back, but as it progressed and Bugsy entered, you would make it a point to find Bugsy and talk poorly about her leadership? I mean, shouldn't it be that if you vent, you should be venting up the chain of command and not to your equal and definitely not to your lower and maybe not diagonally either? Like, what do you think about that? And she's like, well, it's difficult. It's a difficult one because Bugsy is a chief stew on other boats. Which is like, huh?
Boo.
And,
boo, lady who's always whining about the fucking hierarchy. Boo yeah. to you. Boo to that answer.
And she's my friend. And if I can't vent to Hannah, she's my next option. I'm like, listen, I would have just preferred to say, you know what? Like, honestly, she's my friend. And I was frustrated and I needed to talk to someone. And I talked to her. Maybe it wasn't the most professional thing, but it's who I talked to. Like, just say that and be done with it. But like, yeah. Oh, well, she's a chief to on other boats. I was like, oh, no, that hierarchies don't just transfer over like that.
Yeah, and she knows it. You know, hierarchy is very important whenever she's mad at somebody. But if she wants to be like super catty or whatever, it's all out the window, as we see later on in this reunion. So Andy's like, Hannah, your reaction to that? And Hannah's like, nothing.
Just let my eyes do the talking. Honey.
So, Bugsy, do you agree that Hannah wasn't being herself this season? She's like,
Well, there was a huge difference from the last season I worked with her. I don't think she wanted to be there this season, Andy. Unlike the last season when I just said she was bad at her job, even though she wanted to be there, Andy. You see the difference, Andy?
And Hannah's like, you know, it's strange to me because I was in a different stage of my life this season. I like what I do. I go there to earn money, honey. And I want to make sure the guests have the best holiday as possible. I just don't want to be doing it when I'm 40, like Sandy. Although Sandy's much older than 40. We can all agree she's the oldest person here. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. I just don't think I should be smashed down just because I don't want to be cleaning toilets at 45. That's all I'm saying, honey.
Yeah, geez. So then Andy's like, well, Malia shattered the glass buoy. But when it came to disrespectful men on her crew, she wanted to smash skulls as well. It's like, do you have to come up with like a little nursery rhyme for every single question? Can you
like,
just
does everything require wordplay?
Yeah, just like you're putting me to sleep with the nursery rhymes. Okay, just ask the fucking question already. So now we get to the boys being disrespectful.
Sweetheart, oh yeah. Nice dock and sugar tits, yeah
exactly. All right, well, so as many people know, Pete has been fired. Do you guys all agree he should have been fired from the show? And everyone's like, yeah. And Sandy's like, you know, he was odd, honestly. I mean, the lack of consciousness is when it came to, like, what's going on with our world, our planet. I mean, you should have seen the way he talked to the mermaids. I mean, those people are our guests, you know? And that picture was blown. I was blown away. It was so bad, you know?
I mean, everything going on with the planet, you know? I said, Pete, why wouldn't you post about global warming? Global warming, Pete? I mean, that's just tasteless, Andy. Do you know what's going on with the penguins? And Hannah's like,
I told him to post about global warming, and you know what he did? He posted a meme about a global worm. That's not the same. You gotta listen.
Global worming. You know, it was dogs all over the globe getting dewormed. You know, we don't need to see fingers up dogs' butts right now, Pete. I told him, Andy. I told him in a text, never heard back from him. Blown away, Andy. Blown away.
So Hannah said it was disturbing, and then Bugsy says something a little odd. She goes,
yes, it was disturbing, and I think Pete would agree himself that it was a disturbing thing he posted.
I'm like, well, that's great that he would agree with you about the shit that he posted, but he still posted it, and why are you sort of letting him off the hook that way? He's disgusting.
Yeah, and Andy's like, anyone talking to Pete? And Captain's like, I did. But, you know, he said he made a mistake, and then I never heard from him again. I mean, there were those funny Instagram posts where he accused Malia of being a total cokehead, but we won't mention that right now, because I don't want to be blown away, Andy. All right? I'm just blown away by Pete. Right?
Malia's like, yeah, he's just someone who doesn't get it. Like, he can't say it's a mistake, but then say these things. Like, he just doesn't get it at all.
So from the moment Malia took on the role, it was clear she wouldn't take any. Rob? Why did I write that? I have no idea what I wrote. Sorry.
Rob. Well, this is the new story. So Rob, a new storyline that never aired. It's the story of Rob trying to unload his emotional burdens onto Malia.
I need to talk to you desperately right now.
I'm not taking any Rob.
No, please hear me out.
No, I'm not taking any Rob.
I have a hangnail, and no. I can't help but wonder, what sort of nail just wants to drift away from the rest of the other nail?
A hangnail. Get it?
She's like, I can't tell if you are actually concerned about this or you're setting up a terrible joke for yourself.
I don't know either.
Do you feel like Malia went to Captain Sandy way too often? And Hannah's like, no, I don't think so. If I had to deal with that, I would as well. So I understand. And that was me being, these are generous honey eyes.
This is actually sweet honey. Mm-hmm. Like lovely honey that you would love to dip your finger into and taste and say, that's lovely honey, honey.
And Malia just gives a weird look like, thanks, Hannah. And then Alex is like, who cares? Why are you even here?
You can't even see him. There's just saliva all over his lens. And Emily is like, listen, this isn't where it stops for me, okay? I want to be captain. And Captain Sandy is a captain. And so, like, if I can go to her and get her knowledge that she's earned over the years, that's better for me, okay? And as captain, I pledge that I will wear very strange geometric earrings on every charter. Every single
one. What were those? I was like, is your next stop telenovelas? Like, what are you doing? Telemundo called. They want their earrings back.
It's an awkward Love Island makeover she got. Like, everything's just like a little off.
Yeah. And they all reflecting her computer screen and stuff. That was a weird look.
It looked like strange sculptures from the 80s.
Yeah. It was very like the opening of Ruthless People. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Yeah. I just watched it again last month. I mean, it's like, Ruthless People!
Let's see. So Andy's like, well, Captain, when Hannah was dealing with insubordinate stews, why didn't you come in to help like you always helped with Malia? She's like, because Malia came to me, Hannah didn't. Malia respects maps above heads. What does Hannah have above her head right now? Hats, Andy. Hats. All right? Where are hats going to dock? Nowhere. That's where. Okay, that's why, Andy.
You know, it's like the famous Amy Grant song, Hats. Why do I gotta wear all of these hats all the time? Hats! That's what
so,
I ask Hannah.
Hannah's like, I came to you and I said, Laura, put her hands on me in an altercation. And Andy's like, yeah, but, you know, Hannah, didn't she try to talk to you guys and sit you down and mediate something? She's like, yes, she tried to play referee between us in a conversation instead of standing up for me when she beat me to death, Andy. Beat me in the middle of the streets on that boat.
Hey, I wasn't trying to play referee, although those are hats that I do enjoy. I was listening to both sides of the story, sometimes blowing a whistle when I felt like something was out of play, okay? Sometimes I would remind people that they were ready, that they ran out of time, it's time to start a new quarter, okay? But I'm not... Listen, just because I put on my favorite black and white shirt from Foot Locker, which is not me, it's a referee, it's an homage to my favorite foot store, okay? I'm not refereeing.
Yeah, I'm
just
not being a referee. You're over the line. Darn it. I did it again, didn't I? All right. Well, you know what, Andy? I wasn't being a referee in that because I'm a captain. And being a referee is not my job. What my job is, keeping Hannah from hitting the net, okay? And I feel like that's what happened, Andy.
Yeah. You know what? The most important thing for me to do is when two people are fighting is I yell, let's not fight, okay? You're at fault. You're at double fault for starting that, Lara.
I think she can't really have it both ways. She's like, well, it's not my job to be it's not my job to sit there and referee. I am the captain of the boat. Yeah, and the chief stew came and told you that she got into an argument so bad that one of the stews put her hands on her. And so instead of saying you're fucking fired, because it's the person's job to come tell me it's my job to fire your ass, instead of doing that, you chose to sit down and referee. What is your game plan here?
But also, like, why, if Hannah says she chose to play referee, if I were Sandy, I'd be like, yeah, because I'm the captain and my employees were fighting. So I needed to make sure I needed to try to make sure they work things out. So, like, it was like,
yeah,
I don't know why they were
think
like
sitting them down
that.
Was bad. Yeah, I agree with you. I think sitting them down to talk it out was the right thing. So for her to be like, no, I wasn't a referee. That's not my job. Okay.
I'm a captain. That's my job.
Yeah.
So then
got some weird answers this reunion.
Did it bother Hannah that Malia was Sandy's favorite? And Hannah's like, oh, it didn't bother me. I'm used to it by now. You know, not you, Malia. Don't worry. It's just that, you know, year after year, I'm just going to let that trail off. Year after year, dot, dot, dot. If you'd like to ask me a follow-up question, Andy.
He's like, dot, dot, dot. Okay, I'll finish. It just seems to be that Sandy always has someone who's her favorite. And it's like, you know, I think it's interesting when people think they know how I feel. It blows me away, Andy. Blows me away. Away, blows me away, Andy. She's not saying how you feel. She's saying that you choose obvious favorites, which...
It's what happens in life also, to be honest.
Yeah.
So what does Hannah think Sandy doesn't like about her? And Hannah's like, well, I'll tell you one thing, honey face. It begins with a moo and it ends with a soca, okay? Because in season one, I forgot what was in Musaka. And Sandy watched that scene and was like, let me tell you something, honey girl. On my boat, you're always going to remember what Musaka is. She never liked me ever since that moment. And I'm sorry. And to this day, I will not eat Musaka or know what's in it. Out of protest to Sandy, honey.
Who wants to eat moose caca? That's my question, Andy. And Captain's like, well, you know what that scene? You look terrible, Hannah. Okay, it was awful. And to me, a chief staff should know how to pronounce their food and know what's in it. And I watched it, and I had a preconceived idea, and I moved on. You know, I don't even remember what you're talking about, Hannah. That was so long ago. And every time you show up on this boat, I reset. I reset with names of people I'm going to replace you with at the drop of a hat. Of course, on speed dial on my phone, but it's still considered a reset. Thank you. Blown away. Map behind me.
You know, I have to say, Andy, I had totally forgotten about how much I was offended by Hannah not knowing what was in Moussaka until Kiko served Moukeka. And I was like, Moukeka, Moussaka, Moukeka, Moussaka. It all came back. And I'm sorry. These are traumatic experiences for me. I was blown away. I'm blown away when people don't know what's in Moo Foods, okay?
Multiple syllabic foods need to be understood, Andy, and that's it.
If it has three syllables and starts with a moo and ends with aka, I'm gonna have an issue.
And Hannah's like, well, I also think she just doesn't respect the fact that I don't want to be on a boat forever. And Captain's like, oh no, Hannah, no, why, Hannah, what? Listen, look, Hannah is living her dreams. She didn't want a boat. She wanted a boat full of kids. And I'm happy for her. It's all she ever wanted. She wasn't there because she loved working and yachting or cleaning toilets. You heard her. She wanted a life on shore. And she got it. When people are just there for a paycheck and that's it, what are they called? Hannah's. Okay? You just got Moussaka'd.
So maybe it does annoy you that she was only there for a paycheck. And by the way, I just want to say that both Hannah and Sandy were so bad because Hannah was denying that she was just there for a paycheck, but she said like a million times, I mean, at that point, I was just there for a paycheck. And then Sandy is like, I didn't care that she was just there for a paycheck, but what annoyed me is that it just seemed like she was just there for a paycheck. It's like, you guys, what? You guys aren't saying anything that's really bad, but be consistent about it, okay?
Yeah, it's like you're not even listening to yourselves.
So then Andy's like, so maybe it did annoy you that you were just there for a paycheck. And she's like, I wouldn't say annoyed. I would say fully expected that because it's Hannah, you know? So I can't explain it. It's not personal. It's professional. The Apprentice. It's like, no, that's – no, don't say that.
Go Trump. That's what I mean to say. She's like, it's not personal. And listen, do you get mad when a factory worker punches in or out at the end of the day? No, you don't. You say, thank you for putting that milk in a jug. Okay? So I'd just like to take this moment to say, Hannah, thank you for putting that milk in a jug. You fucking loser. Okay, next question. Matt behind me. Nothing personal.
Matt behind me. Next question, Matt behind me. So does Malia have what it takes? Sandy goes, absolutely. And I just want to make this point while reminding you, I had no preconceived notions about Hannah. And every time is a reset. But one of the reasons why I knew that Malia had what it took is because that time when, you know, Hannah was bitching at her and she said, you want to say that to my face? I said, wow, you really got that Moussaka girl, didn't you?
Wow,
huh?
Now that is a captain. God, I love when she told off the person I didn't like on the boat. Now that makes a good captain.
Wow. When she told off that girl who can't do her job very well, wow, I was like, that's potential. But reset. I hit the reset.
Oh, God. All right, let's move on. With a sweet demeanor, a relentless love of Moukaka, and possibly the nicest sweet anyone's ever had working on a boat, let's talk about one of the only yacht chefs who isn't completely insane. Unfortunately, people weren't always crazy about his food. Kiko?
So it's the Kiko segment. So, Kiko, did you think you were qualified to be a solo chef? Like, do you know what salt and pepper are? Can we start there? Okay, hand, it looks like my hair.
Bread. Is it a vegetable or a meat? Kiko, take it away.
What are the key differences between Moukaka and Moussaka, okay?
Oh, my God, I'm snorting over here.
Moussaka it's sake that comes from cow called Moussaki.
Oh, paycheck maker. What's up, PJ Gurner?
I love a late night episode. This is fun.
So Kiko's like, well, it's always different. And when I am offered something, I'm going to try. I always say yes to life, say yes to everything, say yes to the dress. And Andy's like,
I do feel bad for that person who needed his appendix taken out. And they said, can you take out his appendix? I said, sure, why not? Maybe sometimes I don't say yes.
So he's like, have you ever worked on a boat this big before? What are meters and what are feet? Anyone? All right. You just take either one of those questions, Kika.
Oh, yes. I did work on a boat this big, but it was private. And I worked under the crew chef, and it was more buffet style. Like, basically, I just put water in chafers. That's basically what I did.
And he's like, well, do you think Captain Sandy broke your spirit as each charter went on? Because Naomi from Nantucket says that your spirit was broken, you poor little thing, come nuzzle in my breasts. And he's like, well, to be honest, in the beginning, me and Captain Sandy did well. But after my first breakdown, the vegan part, it was going down, 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 down. Vegan, vegan, oh, vegan.
Oh, I just cried myself to bed thinking, vegan, 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 oh. Which, by the way, that really says something. The vegan that broke Kiko, because that vegan was terrible. It's not that they were vegan. He was just a terrible person. But man, that person broke Kiko's spirit.
Yeah. I wonder how many chefs my family has ruined just going into restaurants with my entire gluten-free family. Like, everyone's allergic to a different thing. I'm sure that so many people have jumped off bridges after my family leaves a restaurant. So Andy's like, were you in over your head? And basically he's like, yes, but I'm human. So Captain Sandy, did you support him? And she's like, every day I supported him, Andy. I was in there doing dishes. I mean, listen, speak truthfully about your resume. Okay, come on, Kiko, speak about it. Speak truthfully, because I did dishes, okay, which is not my job. But listen, I did those dishes, and I said, that's a foul dish. You better get back behind the line. I'm docking you 2 points.
That was an illegal block in the backfield by that dish. So half the distance to the goal for Kiko. So now it's even easier to make your food. Can you do your food, Kiko? Just do your food. So Sandy's like, it's not that you failed, Kiko, okay? You saw that you needed more training under that kind of pressure. It's not personal. It's professional. It's about delivering what the client wants, which is just some form of edible food, okay? Something like anything.
You didn't fail. You just didn't succeed, okay?
You know, you're like that kicker. You're like that kicker. Remember when the Cowboys were in the playoffs and they were just behind and they just needed to kick that little ball right through those posts, and they kicked it and it went off the side, and I had to say, no good, no good. And then he was traumatized for life, because here I am talking about it 15 years later. That's all you are. Just a kicker who didn't do well.
Well, was Kiko in over his head? And Hannah's like, well, I wish we could have just lifted him up a little bit, honey! And Captain's like, I gotta interject here. I gotta interject with stupid Hannah face over there, who is not personal, but you're stupid. Okay, listen. I helped him every day. I lifted him up every day. Didn't I support you, Kiko, doing dishes? Didn't I do dishes? Isn't that supportive? Hannah wasn't there. You know what? Hannah wouldn't know. You wouldn't know because you weren't even there. You weren't washing dishes. You were on break.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. Do you know what I would do for Kiko? One day I dyed my hair brown and gave myself a perm and walked right into that galley and said, you raised me up so I can stand on yachts. I dressed like Josh Groban for him, okay?
She's like, I'm not like talking Josh about Groban. Doing dishes, honey. Any deckhand can do dishes. I'm talking about lifting him up with his mood. She's like, you know what? That's the other part. All right, now I got to get into this. Check your feelings, okay? Because this is about running a boat. You know what my job is? Doing dishes on boats while lifting up people and not refereeing things. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Don't take it personally. I may seem very upset right now, but I'm not upset because it's not personal. It's business. I am blown away by this whole thing. Blown!
There are going to be times you're going to be moody. You're going to be unbalanced. You're not going to have your laundry ready. You're going to be blown away. And you're going to have criticism about your food, criticism from your jab. You're going to have people saying, hey, Zebra, get it right next time. But you just have to deal with it.
And she doubles down on her whole, because, you know, Captain Sandy got in so much trouble with the Valium stuff and saying, you know, and you having your breakdowns on the boat, Hannah, I can't have you having breakdowns on boats. And so she kind of references that here because Hannah's like, I was asked a question and I'm answering it. And she's like, well, if you can't stay emotionally in check, you're not cut out for this job. And guess what? You're going to feel moody sometimes and you're going to get criticism. But you know what? You have to stand up, brush yourself off, call it a day, get on a horse. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. What did he do when he had a fall? He broke. I forgot the point of this story, but I'm very sad for Humpty Dumpty. He didn't deserve that, and that's why I did his dishes. What were we talking about, anybody?
And then she actually quotes Chumbawamba and says, and that's the thing. You get knocked down, you get back up again, okay? You have a cider drink. You have a whiskey drink. You have a soda drink. I'm in recovery. I really shouldn't be singing this song.
And Kiko, sorry, you were in over your head, okay? I mean, if you were, if you're able to work under a super shot chef like super yacht chef like Tom, you'll be great. Look at Tom. Look how great Tom did. Yeah. Look at all the undercooked food he sent. You think that doesn't take a lot of practice? Come on.
Kiko has to learn what it feels like to have a sheet pan thrown at his forehead, okay? That's life. That's experience. Map above my head.
So Kiko is still coming from, like, the emotional land, which would annoy me as a boss, I have to say. Where he's like,
yeah,
you're right, it's not about feelings, but if you were more like, let's do this together, come on, we can finish. He's like, maybe I would have believed in myself, and I wouldn't doubt myself every time. Well, welcome to the world, which does not work anything like that, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
Adult, so and I have to, you know, be on her side for that.
I actually am a little bit on her side about the Kiko firing. He was lovely, he was wonderful. He fucked up that Vegas dinner. Like, he fucked it up. And then he kept on saying, am I fired? 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 And she's like, just please, let's just get through this. Like, he kind of pushed that agenda. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but just to mention, because I don't mention this on the show, Captain Sandy was stalking his ass, like, down there every second, looking over his shoulder. What you doing?
Yeah.
What you doing? So I do see that, but it is also her right as a boss to do that.
Yeah, it is her right, and there will be bosses that are going to be like that. And I mean, no one likes a micromanager. But,
yeah,
you know.
If she didn't do that and the food sucked, and they said, well, why weren't you paying attention, Sandy? So... You know, I guess I can see that side. But he was basically like, everything, you know, it's all my fault. Vegas night sucked. I know it sucked. And Andy's like, well, Hannah, people were blaming you because you told them to cook that stuff. And she's like, well, there's not much I can do. It's not like I can take Sandy and say, fire me instead of Kiko, you know. So I just told Sandy what Kiko and I discussed about dinner. And I apologized to Kiko. And obviously me and Kiko are good friends. Why would I throw him under the bus? But Captain Sandy's like, you didn't talk to me. You know, under all of this, she's not, no, you didn't. And Andy's like, so what, Bugsy, what do you think? And Bugsy's like, well, he admitted it was not up to scratch. And at the same time, the chief stew has input. And I work with a head strong chef myself. And I tell him what I think because, you know, it's equal blame on their part. Basically, it's equal blame.
No, it's not equal blame. Like, yes, it would have been nice if Hannah could have course corrected him a little bit. I don't think that she wanted him to fail. She wanted an ally on that boat, okay? He has Google, okay? It's not crazy. It's like you can spend 15 minutes to research Vegas food, restaurants, like what Vegas is all about, and you see it's high rollers, glitz, glam, all that stuff. And even if you were to serve everything that he served, the nachos, the chicken fingers, all of that, he could have served all of that in a way that was upscale and like a high end version of a mozzarella stick. And so he didn't even do that. So he really failed.
So basically they go on a lot. Sandy and Hannah squabble a little bit about, when did you tell her that about the food? And she's like, I didn't tell her before. I told her after when she was asking about it, whatever. So they squabble about the food and Kiko just keeps saying over and over, it's my fault. Like,
yeah.
Like, and he's taking the blame. I'm not blaming anybody.
Yeah, and he's like, I should have gone to Sandy afterwards, or I should have gone to Sandy because I didn't know what Vegas food was. And then Bugsy is like, but you learned, right? You learned, people learn from it, right? Queen of Theme.
Queen of Theme. And Captain Sandy's like, I would ate it. I'm like, you're not helping. So Andy's like, so why? Someone from somewhere wants to know, Captain Sandy, why would you berate Kiko in front of other crew members and then bully him, crush him, and expect him to stay and do his job? And she's like, well, hey, I kept it light. I said, do your food, okay? I was exhausted too, Andy. I had a boat to run. I had games to referee. You know, I had to look at food. I had to look at staffing. You know what? You called Norma one time and she thinks she's your best goddamn friend. I said, Norma, did you just send me a dick? Do you even have a dick, Norma? And she said, no, it was just on my phone. Sorry. Thought it was cute. Might delete later. So that's basically what I was dealing with, Andy.
Yeah, and you know, the next morning, the mermaids were going to have a big volleyball tournament. And I'm not saying I was going to be a referee, but I was going to announce when the balls went out, you know? So it was a lot.
She goes, that's not what captains do, Andy. Captains have chefs that are qualified. It's like, ooh, damn.
Yeah.
So Kiko's basically says sorry like 20 more times. Yeah. And then it's basically, that's it for Kiko, right? But Kiko's bye, like, back to my private yacht in paradise.
Yeah.
Losers.
There's some like stupid questions about what he would change. Like, I would cook with my passion. And then he's like, bye, bye. They're like, bye, Kiko. Bye, bye, bye. And then Jess is like, can we go pee now?
Yeah. So then we come back and they're making fun of Alex for going through the whole bottle of wine and being all wasted.
Oh, Alex, I love you, bro. I'm like, thanks, Rob.
Yeah, thanks for chiming in there, Rob. So Andy's like, we're back! Even before the discovery of drugs, things weren't going great for Hannah at work. Now, Hannah, did you really have food poisoning on the crew day, or are you just unwilling to hang out with Kiko in your corner? I'm like, what? Stop making it sound like Kiko was standing there swatting off bullies, okay?
Yeah. No, I really had food poisoning. I ended up in hospital. That's right, because I'm from Australia, so I don't say the. Yeah, mind blown, right, Sandy? I was just about to say that. She said hospital without the. Wow.
Do they have chicken fingers in the Vegas in Australia? Just a question. So
did Malia think that Hannah's work ethic had started to slide? And Malia's like, well, I mean, there were multiple times where she had said that she hated her job and like didn't want to be there, and it like isn't like her thing anymore, and just like it started to show. And then Jess is like, isn't that hard to judge from outside the boat? Gotcha.
And Bugs is like, she's talking about seeing it on the show, stupid. Jess is like, whatever, I said it. B5.
I think that I just had such a great interior season 4, and just coming in, I wasn't sure if I wanted to continue yachting. And then I was in two minds of what I wanted to do. And then coming in, Lara just started kicking me in kind of a way, made me say, you know what, honey? And by I say honey, I mean universe. I'm not sure that I want to do this anymore. So basically, I blame Lara for all of this. That's right.
And Bugsy's like, oh, so by the time I came in, you were just done? And Hannah's like, well, I was doing my job. I just didn't want to go out with the crew every night. I was just there for my check. And I'm like, stop giving Sandy. You're right. Like, so they just keep giving each other what they want, basically. So then we go to the cabin. Malia's boyfriend Tom joined, and it caused a cabin switch that caused Malia to flip. Like what I did there, Rob?
I got it, Andy. I thought it was hilarious, really. From one comic to another. Well done, Brew. Well done.
Well, I can't wait to tell Louis Anderson about that very funny joke you made and how it resonated deeply with me.
To be able to be that hilarious and not wear Louis Anderson cargos at the same time. Andy, that was amazing. Nice work.
That's a gift. That's a gift. To feel is a gift. To feel and to make jokes is a blessing.
All right, so here we go with this cabin segment, okay? The bane of my existence. So Andy is like, why not just talk to Hannah instead of announcing over the walkies and undermining Hannah when she had already made a decision? And she's like, captains don't deal with room assignments. First officer does. And then after first officer, oh no, and then it comes to the bridge, and that annoyed me. If Hannah doesn't have a problem with Bugsy, then what's the problem? Again, you know, it's just these personalities. Like, you know, Malia's boyfriend steps on the boat, and to soften the blow of having him come on, I want to see him happy. Just let him share it with his girlfriend. Oh, that's professional. Like, how is that a professional answer at all?
And why is it that this is the thing that comes to the bridge that you get annoyed about, but everything else, you're like, oh, come to me. Talk to me. I want to hear. Tom has to talk to me. Tom has to talk to me, not you. Like, why is that?
Exactly.
Why,
you know? Yeah, and she's like, why are you talking to me about it? But the question was, why did you undermine Hannah and go over the, you know, go over the radios? And she's like, well, you know, I just got sick of it. And I just said, come on, children, this is what we're going to do. And Hannah's like, but you put me in charge of rooms. And she's like, oh, really? She goes, oh, really? So do you have a problem with Bugsy?
Again, honey,
not the question.
I'm sorry, I'm doing the Law and Honey theme. Honey, honey.
Honey, honey.
It's okay. after every point. All right. Honey, honey.
Honey, honey.
No, also it bothered me that in all of this, no one stopped and said, fine, Malia and Tom get to be together, but how about Jess and Rob don't have to be together? Like, why did they just get to skate by in this entire argument? Why couldn't Hannah stay with Jess? You know, it drives me nuts that has never brought up in this as well.
Because I guess if one couple gets to do it, then the other couple gets to do it.
Yeah, but like,
because
Malia
there was
and Tom
off math
wise,
wasn't it off math wise? Because if Jess stayed, it was off boy and girl wise with math. Because if Jess stayed with Hannah, then that would leave Bugsy with Rob. Or
oh,
Alex, so that wouldn't
oh,
be
yes.
that wouldn't be fair. So
yeah, I guess
that's
what it was.
Yeah. So, God, I'm so proud of myself. I just did math.
That was
in my
really
head.
Good.
Are you
honey,
impressed?
Honey, you solved it. You solved it. So Hannah's like, she's like, well, honey, did you put me in charge of room assignments? The first officer is in charge on yachts, but you put me in charge of room assignments, did you not? Well, the first officer, did you, honey? Put me, honey, in charge of honey assignments, honey.
I'm like, Bug, you got a problem with Bugsy? Listen, you did see us both have a conversation, right? Me and Bugsy. If you put me in charge and you want to change it, I think it would be respectful to call me and tell me instead of going on the radios. And she's like, oh, but the fact that it made it to the bridge? I'm not going to argue with you, Hannah, whatever. The reason it made it to the bridge wasn't because of Hannah. The reason it made it to the bridge was because of fucking asshole-licking Malia. Who's sitting right there?
Yes.
Who brought it to the bridge? Why are you blaming? Why are you yelling like it was such a terrible thing that it got to the bridge? It was your little ass-kissing minion that brought it to the bridge in the first place. Oh, ma'am.
Yeah, exactly. And also, again, why can't Malia and Tom just like be across the hallway from each other, like the 3 feet away from each other it would be? So Sandy's like, listen, if you people can't come and figure it out, just sort it out. Change the cabins, children. Emilia's like, you know, there's just like no clear cut answer to this. All of us were being a little precious. You know, Rob and Jess wanted a room together. Bugsy and Hannah didn't want a room together. Tom and I wanted a room together. We were all being just a little precious, and unfortunately Hannah lost her job because of it. Oh well, just being a little precious.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, it just got so blown out of proportion. Like, by you? What are you acting like everybody else did this? You threw a fit and blew it out of proportion,
yeah. Lady.
And then when you finally got your way, you still got vindictive because Hannah didn't say yes to you, and then you went and got her fired. Asshole, yeah. Okay.
Well, which leads us to Vapegate. So if Hannah and Bugsy had done the room swap, would Malia have turned Hannah in? Which is funny, as if Malia's going to say, like, oh, yeah, I wouldn't have turned her in if I got my way. Like, of course she's going to say, oh, yeah, I would. It's maritime law. Maritime law.
Yeah, it's maritime law. And it was so important that you turn her in that you knew this the entire season and didn't do shit until you were mad at her. Please.
Yeah. Ah. Exactly. And so then what's amazing is that we have then someone named Mary from Maryland asks, Hannah, why didn't you remember to have your prescription logged in with the captain on the yacht? You've been yachting for several years and you were aware of the protocol. So why didn't you log them? And I'm like, does anyone realize that maritime law just wrote a question in?
Yes,
because her
totally.
Name is. You know where the United States Naval Academy is? Maryland. Okay, it was maritime law from Annapolis. I'm telling you this right now. I'm convinced.
She's sitting
maritime
at home in a ball gown, just waiting to hear her answer or her question asked.
Exactly. But other than that, or maybe it was just someone just punking. It's probably like Sandra from, you know, Idaho. But
no,
she's
I'm sticking with maritime law. I think you're right.
Maritime law is real. Mm. So she's basically asking, like, so Hannah, like, you knew you're supposed to log it. Why didn't you log it? And Hannah's basically like, yeah, that was a mistake on my part. My bad. I didn't log it.
So Sandy's like, so what's the issue? Sandy, what's the issue? And so she's like, well, the law, you know what maritime law says, you know, the word on the street is I'm the word on the street. I mean, she's a tough cookie, Andy, this maritime law. And, you know, what if Titanic happens and Leonardo DiCaprio isn't rich enough to get on the boat with Kathy Bates? Who's going to get him that life vest? A drunk with marijuana sticking out of their veins, Andy? No. Okay. And that is maritime law. And if Hannah would have thought of it, she would have registered it. And you can't have Valium on a boat. And that's that.
Yeah, and then she's like, you know, it's a fine line. You know, you don't want to mess with anyone's livelihoods. But at the same time, I kind of had to just, like, you know, torture reputation on national TV. It's just what I had to do. So, and I just need to have that full capacity of trust to take this vessel and crew to sea. That's all.
Yeah, and Hannah's like, so you didn't trust me because I had medication? She's like, because you lie, Hannah, because you're dishonest. Okay, bow. And Hannah's like, how did I lie? She's like, you didn't log it. You didn't log it. You had marijuana, Hannah, okay? You know, it's not about mental illness, okay? Mental illness runs in my family. Did I ever tell you the one where I was in a Somali pirate ship and I jumped off of there and I said, you're taking a bear right now because that's legal, you Somali pirate. And he took it and then I felt bad about it and cried for a week. It's called mental illness and I've dealt with it, Hannah, so I don't want to hear it from you.
That's right. You know that Somali pirate? He tried to take over my ship, and I said, why would you do that to me? Why would you do that to me? That's crazy. You're always doing this to me. Turns out I was being a narcissist, okay? Mental illness, it runs in my family.
Thank God Tom Hanks was there as my first officer. I said, First Officer Tom Hanks, what are we going to do about this Somali pirate? And he said, you know what? Just let him room with his girlfriend. And I said, you know what? Good choice. And that's what I do because, you know what? I just don't want to make it up to the bridge.
And you know what I told Tom Hanks? I said, I'm the captain now. And you know what he said? I'm going to tell that to the Somali pirate, and he may say it back to you, okay? And I said, sure, we can all be the pirate. And you know what? Guess who was making the cocktails on board that boat? Tom Cruise. So I had both the big Toms. Tom Hanks was leading the boat. Tom Cruise was flipping shakers. It was a great time. I loved that. I love those pirates. You get a great charter with those pirates.
And then we get the big twist of the night. Honey, honey. And it honey. Is, it is, and he's like, so Hannah, and he looks like disgusted and confused, which is when Andy's really going to come in for the kill. Whenever he's got something good, he's like, Hannah. So he's like, Hannah, you said that vape pen was CBD, right? And she's like, yes, where's this going? Where's this leading to? Might I point out I'm 8 months pregnant and have two straw hats behind me. Go ahead, tread carefully, sir. And he's like, so the vape pen manufacturer verified the pen in the photo is a THC pen. It matches the THC pen they sell and not their CBD pen. What kind of snitch company is this? The manufacturer came out on Twitter or something and did this? You're not supposed to be a snitch. You're in the drug business.
Well, it was an honest accident. I saw it said THC, and naturally I thought that stood for too honey cool.
To honey cool. I thought it was a gift, Andy, actually.
To honey cool. I thought it was from Joe Cool, my favorite Snoopy persona.
And Sandy ends it like, oh, yeah, totally got him. Totally got him there, guys. So, yeah. I mean, obviously, she's totally wrong for the drug thing. My whole
And she also issue, did lie to Sandy when she said she never took a Valium, and then they showed footage of her taking Valium. So there's that,
too.
Well,
they showed her walking to the bathroom with it. I suppose they never showed her actually taking it. But, yeah, obviously the drug thing was wrong. I just think the thing that really disgusted me about the whole thing was just waiting until Malia was mad to use it as some kind of revenge thing. It was just shitty.
Yeah, and it doesn't. It seems like now the issue is more like it wasn't necessarily a firing offense. It was just now that Sandy felt like she couldn't trust her anymore. If she felt like she couldn't trust her, then she can't have her on board. So. Because we've been asking all this time, well, why if she forgot to log it, can't she just log it now? And then they're all, like, on the same page. But it sounded like what Sandy said in this reunion was, well, I just don't know if I can go to sea with her. I don't know if I can trust because she lies. So,
well, on the actual show, she said, Hannah, I can't go with you having nervous breakdowns like that on the floor like you did the other night with Malia. So, you know, everyone gets to, like, have time to think of an answer. That's what a reunion is. You present your case. I don't think anyone presented their case very well tonight, I have to say. No one, maybe Kiko, but not really even Kiko. Even Kiko had some
I think stinkers. Alex presented his case the best, which was he just was like, hey, Bugs, want to go on a date? Hey, Andy, when we get on, go on a date.
Yeah. So no one really won this one, but I have to say I really appreciated this reunion because it's the only reunion that's not going to be all about Jess and fucking Rob yelling about their terrible, horrible, boring, chemistry-free relationship. I know. So
do we think this is a two-part reunion or a three-parter? Because they said the reunion continues next week, and usually when they say continues, that means it's part two of three. Because well, I don't know if I have it in me to do three reunions. I mean, two would be fine.
Let's just quit. I mean, if there's three, then I say we just say no.
Yeah, we'll say no.
I have no problem just saying no. I would rather
transition to Below Deck.
Yeah, there's not enough to fill a third. But yeah, I think it's just one more.
Okay, good. That makes me feel better.
But I don't know. You never know with a Bravo. They can really drag it out. But overall, this one was super fun. And it was surprisingly a little less holds barred than usual. So I like that.
I agree.
And I agree. We'll be back, guys. This one's coming out early. And we will be back tomorrow with...
Great British Bake Off.
Great British
That'll be our next episode. Chocolate Week. Yeah. Mm, so, Do your chocolate food. Do your ruby chocolate.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks, you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Lordess, the Lordess of the Rings.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.